forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Lots of sunshine over the next few days, and then we'll see a few clouds work their way back into the area. But temperatures will be gradually cooling as a couple of cold fronts work their way through. The first one is working its way through the area late tonight, and then we'll have a secondary cold front coming through late this weekend. Taking a closer look at our forecast, sunny today, high near 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a fatal shooting and have two suspects in custody in Douglas County. Just after 9 p.m. on November 24th, police responded to a residence in the 200 block of Yorkshire Drive in Lawrence, referencing a shooting, according to Lieutenant David Ernst. Officers arrived on the scene and located an 18-year-old male victim, later identified as Peyton Whitaker of Topeka, suffering from a gunshot wound. Whitaker was pronounced deceased at the scene. On December 31st, Lawrence Police, KBI, and McPherson County Sheriff's Office arrested 20-year-old Mackie McDaniel and 24-year-old Ashley Fogle, both of Topeka. They are in the McPherson County Jail pending extradition. The Kansas Board of Regents has named a dean at North Carolina State University as the new president of Kansas State University. The board announced on Thursday that Richard Linton, dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at North Carolina State, will replace Richard Myers, who plans to retire at the end of the year. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A Manhattan man was injured in an accident while attempting to elude law enforcement just after 2 p.m. Thursday in Waubenzie County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2015 Chevy Cruze driven by Sangla M. Stevens, 31 of Manhattan, was northbound on Northwest Snokomo Frontage Road attempting to elude law enforcement. The car was traveling at a high rate of speed when he lost control on the gravel. Car left the roadway, struck a tree and a telephone box. EMS transported Stevens to a Wamego hospital and is being held in the Riley County Jail, according to online jail records. Wichita State University on Thursday announced that its molecular diagnostic lab has developed a test to detect all three viruses, RSV, influenza, and COVID-19, from one nasal swab. In a news release, Wichita State University pointed out that last year the flu season was largely diminished due to rigorous health and safety measures to protect against COVID-19. The triple virus RIC test is 97% accurate. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Kellogg's has reached a tentative agreement with its 1,400 cereal plant workers that will deliver 3% raises and end a nearly two-month-long strike if it's approved. The Battle Creek, Michigan-based company said Thursday the five-year deal with the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union also includes cost-of-living adjustments in the later years of the contract, and it maintains the workers' current health benefits. The deal covers workers at four plants in Battle Creek, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Memphis, Tennessee, and in Omaha. The workers will vote Sunday on the new contract. Buffalo Creek Wildlife Management Area, which experienced a monumental wildfire in mid-November, has reopened to the public. Although the property is open, Nebraska Game and Parks Wildlife Manager Hunter Bailey of Alliance recommends visitors stay away from burned areas and practice heightened caution. Estimates show that 1,742 acres burned in the fire. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Another busy weekend with holiday openings and celebrations. Marysville Christmas opening is Saturday, December 4th, with the Marshall County Community Band performing downtown at 10 a.m. And the Santa Parade begins at 11, running west from the historic courthouse to 8th Street, ending at the Santa House on the Kester Block, where Santa will greet youngsters until 1 o'clock. A live nativity is also planned on the Kester Block with camel rides from 11 to 1. Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual breakfast with Santa from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Center on North 4th Street. Marshall County Historic Courthouse will be open Saturday 9 to 2, decorated with vintage Christmas trees. The Flint Hills Dulcimer Club will perform at 1 and the Cook Family at 1:30. The Makers and Shakers Holiday Shops with home-based vendors will be open at 812 Broadway downtown Saturday and then running through next weekend. Waterville Community Connections will feature Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday, December 4th, with kids' crafts and activities downtown 4 until 7 p.m., including cookie and gingerbread house making, a hot chocolate and coffee bar, snacks and goodies downtown, Mrs. Claus Story Time at the library. Santa Express rail rides on the Central Branch run 3 to 4:30, with Santa arriving at 5. Soup and cinnamon rolls offered at the community center beginning at 5, and the Christmas tree lighting ceremony is planned at 6 on Saturday in Waterville. Frankfort 12th Annual Hometown Holiday Festival is Saturday, featuring a festival of trees downtown from 9 to 3. See them and bid on the displays with all proceeds toward the school's giving tree and the local food pantry in Frankfort. Marshall County Community Choir will present the annual Christmas cantata this Sunday afternoon at 2 in the Fellowship Hall of the United Methodist Church at 1500 North Street in Marysville. Local riders with the National Pony Express Association are carrying Christmas cards that will be stamped with the Pony Express logo. Drop off pre-addressed and stamped cards along with free will donation at drop boxes, including the Citizen State Banks in Marysville, Hanover, and Waterville, First National Bank in Frankfort, and Heenan's Automotive in Marysville before December 11th. All proceeds raised will be contributed to the local food pantry. A grand opening celebration is planned Friday and Saturday for the Main Street Market in Hanover. The Hanover community was able to maintain a local grocery store after local investors stepped up to buy the store, Cromie's Market, announcing earlier this year that they would sell the grocery in Hanover. Again, Main Street Market will host a grand opening celebration Friday and Saturday. Lyle I. Drogi, age 99, of Pawnee City, passed away November 22nd. A memorial service is planned Saturday, December 4th, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Christian Church in Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lyle Drogi. Charles W. Fleer, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Charles Fleer. Wilmina M. Billy Troxell, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Private interment at a later date with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Billy Troxell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, an egg salad sandwich, relish and fruit today. Monday's menu, hamburger with baked beans, pea salad and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
From the inspired pen of Joseph Martin comes a new sacred work that will truly warm the hearts of all who hear it, The Season of Wonders. This is Deb Logus, and I'm inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas cantata, Sunday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Shine a new light upon the miracles surrounding the birth of Jesus, Sunday, December 5th, 2 p.m., United Methodist Church in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Lots of sunshine over the next few days, and then we'll see a few clouds work their way back into the area. But temperatures will be gradually cooling as a couple of cold fronts work their way through. The first one is working its way through the area late tonight, and then we'll have a secondary cold front coming through late this weekend. Taking a closer look at our forecast, sunny today, high near 63. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 32. Lots of sunshine on Saturday with a high near 51. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 36. A few sunny breaks on Sunday, high near 56. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 22. Cooler on Monday, lots of sunshine, high near 38. Monday night, becoming cloudy, low near 26. On Tuesday, lots of clouds, high near 41. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 19. Wednesday, sunny, high near 41 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature early December 47, record high on this date 71. The average low 26 and the record low 1 degree. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 43 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buddy the Elf is coming direct from the North Pole to community players this holiday season, and he's bringing laughs and music with him in Elf the Musical. Determined to find his real father, Buddy has to overcome naughty lists, kids who don't believe in Santa, and a jaded New York City to bring holiday cheer in this fun musical adaptation of the holiday movie favorite. Avoid the naughty list and see Elf the Musical at Community Players December 3rd through the 5th and the 9th through the 12th. Learn more at BeatriceCommunityPlayers.com.
The Kester House Museum Foundation will host a live nativity again this year during the Marysville Christmas opening this Saturday. Live nativity as well as candle rides for $7 each will be offered on the Kister Block grounds in Marysville, Saturday 11 to 1.
America's team takes over the bayou and another NBA team finds itself on the wrong side of history. Hi everyone, Mark Remillard reporting on sports. It was a triumphant return to the sidelines for Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn in a Thursday night football showdown with the Saints.
Carson as Hill throws, it's intercepted at the 25, down the left side, into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
The call on KRLD. With head coach Mike McCarthy and five assistants out due to positive COVID tests, the Dallas defense rewarded the acting head coach with four takeaways. The Cowboys rolled past the Saints 27-17. In the NBA, even without leading scorer Devin Booker, the Suns still could not be stopped.
Now on the drive, now lobs it, grabbing and scoring is DeAndre Ayton.
On KMVP, behind DeAndre Ayton's double-double, 17 points, 12 rebounds, the Suns topped the Pistons 114-103 for a franchise record 18th straight win. The shorthanded Thunder found themselves on the wrong side of NBA history.
Gonchar drives. Gives for Aldama. Aldama driving to the bucket. Lays it up. Lays it in. There's 150.
On ESPN 92.9 FM, the Grizzlies' 152-79 rout of Oklahoma City shattered the league record for the largest margin of victory, 73 points. Day one of Major League Baseball's lockout came and went with no progress made toward a new collective bargaining agreement. Instead, both sides publicly staked out their positions. Commissioner Rob Manfred wasn't shy about his stance on the union's proposal for greater free agency and wider salary arbitration.
We already have teams in smaller markets that struggle to compete. Shortening the period of time that they control players makes it even harder for them to compete.
It's the ninth work stoppage in the game's history and the first in 26 years. Mark Remillard, ABC.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Hiawatha took Marysville 46-39. Donovan West beat Axtell 62-29. In boys action, Hiawatha edged Marysville 56-55, and Axtell took Donovan West 50-34. Thursday night basketball tip-off.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
What's the best meal of the day? Breakfast. Who has breakfast all day long? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Come on in for fresh brewed coffee, espresso drinks, the breakfast of the week, and $5, $7, and $9 specials featuring all your favorites, like eggs, hash browns, French toast, sandwiches, and biscuits and gravy. Serving Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
Grand reopening of Main Street Market Hanover, formerly Cromie's Market, this weekend. Friday, grab a fresh donut in the morning and a fresh cookie afternoon. Drawings for prizes each hour with a chance to win a $100 gift certificate. Spin the wheel.
Operation.
Get a pizza cutter with any pizza purchase. Shop in-store specials and more. Grand reopening of Main Street Market Hanover, Friday 8:30 till 6, Saturday 8:30 till 3.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. United Airlines flew more than 100 passengers to Washington, D.C. this week on a plane with one engine running on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 used 500 gallons of sustainable aviation fuel in one engine and the same amount of conventional jet fuel in the other to further prove there are no operational differences between the two. Also, the Federal Aviation Administration regulations limit the use of sustainable aviation fuel to 50% of all fuel on board. Sustainable aviation fuel is made with non-petroleum feedstocks like biomass from plants, animal waste fat, solid waste from homes like paper and food scraps, even used cooking oil, according to an oil industry company, BP. United recently agreed to purchase 1.5 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel from Alder Fuels. That's enough to fly more than 57 million passengers, and they're also an investor in Fulcrum Bioenergy. The U.S. and Japan recently announced the launching of a partnership on trade to continue to strengthen the alliance, the two nations, through regular engagement on trade-related matters. Chaired by representatives of the Office of the U.S. Trade Rep and Japan's Foreign Affairs and Economy, Industry, and Trade Ministries, the U.S.-Japan Partnership on Trade will build upon the Biden administration's plan to pursue an economic framework for the Indo-Pacific region, which also addresses digital trade and third country concerns. Folks like the U.S. Grains Council have been working with the Japan market for more than 60 years, contributing to the rapid growth of livestock and feed industries. This past year, the council worked to continue to build upon its longstanding relationship between the U.S. and Japan by providing virtual programming when in-person activities were not possible. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, Missouri cattlemen are pretty happy, and I think maybe Kansas cattlemen ought to be too, because it's right next door. Friends, they're building a new slaughtering facility in Missouri that's going to slaughter 2,400 cattle per day. Now, you can't tell me they won't buy some from Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska maybe even, although Nebraska has plenty of plants maybe to take care of their products. But in any event, we need more competition in this business. There isn't any doubt about that, and I am so tickled about this. The Missouri Cattlemen's Association leading the group there to try to get something done. The American Foods Group is the name of the company. They've been around about 70-plus years. They've been buying cattle all over the country and sending them to slaughter plants, so now they're going to send them to their own plant. It'll take a year or two to build it, friends, but I got to tell you, that is great news as far as I'm concerned. Livestock haulers, you've got a little bit better deal with the House infrastructure bill that is working its way through Congress. Basically, I'll just sum it up by saying it'll give the livestock trucker another 300 miles of hauling time. Now they have to stop and let the cattle either out and rest or just stand on the truck until they get the number of hours of sleep they need. It's a messed up deal that we don't like, and this might really help big time. Let's hope it does. And we have a bill being proposed in Washington that needs to be done. Senator Tester is proposing a bill to stop Brazilian beef imports. And why is that? Well, they've had BSE reported a couple of three times in the last 3 or 4 months, and nobody's doing anything about it. He wants all imports from Brazil stopped until a group can check them out in detail and make sure that what's being imported is BSE free and is good stuff. See you on the next Stickline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction will sell farmland for the Mervin and Marjorie Family Farms Friday, December 3rd. Two tracts, including 271 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County, Kansas cropland, sell at 10 a.m. at St. Columba Keel's Parish Hall at Blaine. Tract 1 is 204 acres more or less, terrace cropland, the balance mostly hayed waterways. Tract 2, 36 acres more or less, terraced cropland with one hayed waterway. The two farms are three-quarter mile away from each other on the paved Westmoreland Road with utility and rural water service. Then at 2 p.m. Friday, 246 acres, Marshall County, Kansas cropland will sell. Tract 1, 82 acres more or less, cropland, Majority Creek Bottom, Elm Creek and Timber, features recreational hunting and fishing. And Tract 2, 79 acres, cropland, north of Highway 9, the farm is 46 acres, terraced, 33 acres, majority of bottom ground. For inspection or information, contact Olmsted Real Estate. This land auction for the Merv and Marge Nord Family Farms will be held Friday with the 10 a.m. sale at St. Columba Keel's Parish Hall at Blaine, the 2 p.m. sale at the Blue Rapids Community Center.
If the Tooth Fairy still pays an occasional visit to your home, you are carrying on a custom that dates back centuries. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 3rd, the 337th day of the year. Actress Daryl Hannah has a birthday, and Illinois became the 21st state to join the Union on this day in 1818. Many households with children receive visits from the Tooth Fairy. Here's some fascinating history behind the custom. It evolved from an 18th century French fairy tale in which a mouse changes into a fairy and defeats an evil king by knocking out his teeth. In some cultures, it's not a fairy, but a mouse that comes to retrieve lost teeth. And in the U.S., of course, the Tooth Fairy leaves behind a bit of cash. In case you were wondering, even the Tooth Fairy isn't immune to inflation. The going rate right now averages to just over $3.19 per tooth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about old-time folklore at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 43 with a high forecast at 63. Still mild, but a bit cooler today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Big 12 coaches have voted K-State sophomore Felix Anaduke Azuma the league's co-defensive lineman of the year. He also made the league's first team. He's joined by three teammates, offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, kick returner Malik Knowles, and defensive back Russ Yeast. Running back Deuce Vaughn and fullback Jax Dineen were second team selections. A pair of Jayhawks were named second team selections, defensive end Kyron Johnson and safety Kenny Logan Jr. In a top 10 postseason battle, number 6 Washburn Volleyball took down number 10 Winona State in four sets to advance to the NCAA Central Region semifinal match. Washburn will play number 1 Central Missouri Friday at 7:30 p.m. And Kansas will advance to the second round of the NCAA Division I Women's Volleyball Tournament with a 3-0 sweep over number 19 Oregon. KU will take on number 14 Creighton in the second round, 7 p.m. tonight. That's Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hiawatha Redhawks swept the Marysville Bulldogs, tipping off the season Thursday night. Hiawatha girls win 46-39. Hiawatha boys, a last-second three to win 56-55. That tray by Joel Bryant, as he led scoring with 27 points, 18 of those in the second half. Carson Gilbert in double figures with a dozen in the Hiawatha win. Marysville paced by Peyton Smith with 11 points. Devin Tomer fouled out in the fourth quarter. He came off the bench scoring 10 in the loss for Marysville. Bulldogs had as much as a 10-point lead early in the second half. That evaporated. Too many Marysville pulls, and Hiawatha took advantage of the line. They hit a lot of free throws to stay in the game. Rhett Williams had a chance to ice it with Marysville leading by two, but missed a pair of free throws, and it was Joel Bryan with the winning three top of the key. 56-55, Hiawatha. Lady Redhawks win 46-39. They, too, took advantage of Marysville fouls. Hit a lot of free throws, 21 of 30, unofficially from the line, led by junior Clara Lindstrom with 15 points. Darcy Laird fouls out late, scoring 10. Marysville was led in scoring by McKinnon Minnan and fouling out late with 14. Madison Runnebaum finished with 11, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. Hiawatha 46, Marysville 39. Marysville girls and boys host Sabetha Friday, live broadcast on TNDY.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Hiawatha took Marysville 46-39. Donovan West beat Axtell 62-29. In boys action, Hiawatha edged Marysville 56-55, and Axtell took Donovan West 50-34. Thursday night basketball tip-off.
Kester House Museum Foundation will host a live nativity again this year during the Marysville Christmas opening this Saturday. Live nativity as well as candle rides for $7 each will be offered on the Kester Block grounds in Marysville Saturday 11 to 1.
KNDY.
Southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine.